This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley.
Ask
Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face.
All right,
so let's ask Shelley.
Time once again for Ask Shelley. You have questions, she has answers. I love this. It's my favorite segment. You send those questions in to Shelley at fm99.com, and then she answers them here on the radio on Mondays. Like letter number one. Hi, Shelley. This is from Sarah. Sarah writes, Hi, Shelley. I have a local urban legend question that is perfect for this time of year. Years ago, I read somewhere that there is a hotel in downtown Norfolk that has a fifth floor, which is so haunted that it is kept closed or used only for storage. I would love to know if this is true. Thanks muchly, Sarah.
Has anyone heard of this?
No.
Okay, me neither. Because I ran a couple Google searches for haunted places in Hampton Roads, and it doesn't make anyone's top 10 list for top haunted places around here. Actually, Norfolk barely even makes the lists at all. For Virginia, most of the haunting happens in Williamsburg, Yorktown, Leesburg, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
However, according to CultureTrip.com, Norfolk is haunted. Norfolk has experienced countless battles, fires, hurricanes, and diseases over the last several centuries. Right. Time has gone on, but restless souls still roam the Virginian city. And intriguing tales of haunting are more popular than ever. And then they go on to list like St. Paul's Episcopal Church, the Wells Theater, the Battleship Wisconsin, Freeman Abbey Restaurant, the Ghost of Willoughby Spit, and so on.
But not. See, I was, when I first read this, I was thinking, well, maybe she's thinking of the Cavalier story, because in Virginia Beach, the old Cavalier is allegedly haunted.
Yes, and that one does make all of the lists, the Cavalier Hotel. Yeah.
I wonder if they got them mixed up. Although, what's that? God, is it on? I don't know if it's on Granby. It at one time it was a hotel, and I think it's apartments or condos now, something like that.
Okay.
Vaguely remember hearing a story about, you know, that building.
Kind of a thing, but
way too vague.
Well, there's nothing in writing on the internet. I ran a bunch of different searches trying to figure that one out, but I haven't heard that specific tale.
Dear Shelley, Trevor writes, why do we clap to show praise?
Interesting,
right?
That's good.
That's good.
The Today I Found Out website says many people believe that the origin of applause goes all the way back to the dawn of humanity. Professor Bella Itkin of DePaul University's Theater School theorized that when sitting around campfires telling stories along with celebratory drumming and stomping of the feet, possibly applause started there too. Mm-hmm. As for the documented history, beyond like certain references of clapping to show appreciation that appear in various books of the Bible, that's how far it goes back.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's generally thought that applause can likely be traced back to at least the ancient Greeks, who around the same time are known to have had rather boisterous audiences and considered audience participation in performances something of a civic duty. So you got to make some noise.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. For Gluteus Maximus,
that's
right here.
Right.
Let's put it together. Let's make some noise for Penis Erectus. Let's do it.
That's it.
The Roman soldier. Here we go. Dear Shelley, first off, I loved the show. It makes my 35-minute commute satisfying. Oh, good. Nice to know that we're satisfying. Question about astronauts. How do they do their laundry in space? How many clothes can they pack? Do they pack any personal clothing at all? Thanks again, and can't wait to listen on Monday morning. Signed, Michael.
Well, there is a page dedicated specifically to the underwear question on the NASA website. Unfortunately, there is no washing machine on board the International Space Station.
Right.
While the space station does offer more amenities than earlier spacecraft, like it's got the best free gym off the planet, one of the many things it still doesn't have is a way to wash clothes. So what do you do with your dirty underwear while you're orbiting the Earth aboard the spacecraft with no washing machine? They say there are four different choices that you have to this. Number one is to wear it again. And that's the most common answer. Packing enough underwear for three members of an ISS expedition crew to have clean underwear for every single day of a 6-month stay would mean launching 540 pairs of underwear into orbit. Picture how big your dresser would have to be to hold 540 pairs of underwear.
Sure.
There's just no room for it on the space station. Plus, it costs between $5,000 and $10,000 per pound to launch into space. So that becomes very expensive underwear.
Yes, yes.
As a result, astronauts have to stretch out how long they wear their underwear that they can take with them in order for them to make it last for their whole stay. One Russian space station, on the Russian space station Mir, that meant that the astronauts had to wear their underwear for a week or more before it was time to put on a clean pair.
I would imagine that personal hygiene is a real, real problem on the space station.
Well, it does
Plus,
say
it smells.
They're in a controlled environment, so the temperature stays at a constant, comfortable level.
Okay.
And while everything around you is virtually weightless, you don't have to exert yourself physically the same way you do in the gravity on Earth's surface.
Right.
However, you do have to work out. You have to spend a substantial amount of time exercising every day so that your body doesn't atrophy in microgravity. So, you know, they're still getting a little bit of sweat.
You're
going to
be
on.
Sweaty, right? And stinky.
Yeah. Option two for your underwear, there's not a lot of free space on the shuttle ride home, and nobody wants to use that space to carry old dirty underwear.
Right.
So what happens to it? The Russian Space Agency launches unmanned progress ships to carry supplies to the station. It's a non-reusable spacecraft, good for a one-way trip up to the space station.
Okay.
So once it's there, the station crew takes all the supplies out, then they put all their trash and dirty underwear in, and then they launch it into this orbit. It's deorbited. It's placed on a course that causes it to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere over the Pacific Ocean.
Nice.
So that's where their dirty underwear goes, right there.
Ah.
Option three is to grow plants with your older underwear, and option four is to feed it to bacteria, which isn't an option right now, but it is going to be in the future. They're working on it.
Amazing. Is it going to be like that mushroom shroud? Remember that thing from the all natural burial? You buy the suit and it turns into mushrooms when your body decays inside of it.
Yeah, and then you're up there eating
that
old
we're
underwear.
Gonna do this? Underwear mushrooms. Who wants some underwear mushrooms, kids?
Kids.
Hey, Dad, pass me the underwear mushrooms.
Yeah, you get hungry enough, man.
Yeah, I know. Remember, you use bad judgment when you're hungry.
Yep.
So you make bad decisions on an empty stomach. So eat some of this underwear. That is Ask Shelley. If you have a question for Shelley, send it to Shelley at FM99.com every Monday at right around this time.